What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Director of Airports, Jesse Romo. Welcome to Issues 2025, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, AAA is predicting that 72 million Americans will travel over the 4th of July weekend, and they're saying more than 5 million by air. Think it'll be a busy time at Eisenhower next week?
Well, we certainly hope so, right? I mean, that's the thing we love to see, travelers coming in and out of our airport.
On any holiday, should travelers get to the airport early? What do you recommend?
Absolutely. Always travel with a lot of patience, right? That you have to have an expectation that there's a lot of other people that are going to be out there too. So think about your parking, because you want to be able to, we have a small parking garage that fills up rather quickly, and it has been filling up very often. So give yourself plenty of time to look for the parking spot that you want. And then airlines have different rules for checking in early. You know, especially if you have a bag, you got to be there at least 45 minutes in advance. And even if you've traveled through our airport quite a bit and you're very familiar, you know our TSA is very efficient in getting in and out. Don't always rely on that. Sometimes you got to take those extra minutes and extra time and just kind of relax yourself and prepare for a little bit of a wait.
Do you put on any extra personnel on holidays, or do you work different hours?
Not necessarily our airport authority staff. You know, we have a behind-the-scenes operational impact, so no, but we do see the airlines making those adjustments for demand.
When did you start as Wichita Director of Airports?
I've been in the role now a little over 3.5 years.
How come I haven't talked to you before?
I don't know. What have you been waiting for? I've been here.
I forgot.
Waiting by the phone.
I forgot to ask. What did you do before that, before taking that job?
Yeah, before taking this one, I was the airport director in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State and neighbor to Fort Riley and the Big Red One. So I spent 6.5 years there. And prior to that, I was director of aviation for the state working at KDOT. And I worked at KDOT around 8 years. And before that, I was at the Burbank Airport because I'm originally from L.A.
So how did you get here? I mean, is there a story in that? I mean,
yeah, there is a story, but it was just one of those things. I feel very fortunate to have come through Kansas in my journey.
You know, look at that Manhattan airport. It's not a huge city; it's a good size city, but I would imagine that airport with the football and the sports gets pretty good And the fort there, you get a lot of traffic up there, I'll bet.
Oh, lots of traffic that comes through in Manhattan. So, yeah, there's a lot of charter for K-State Athletics. And, American Airlines has daily flights to Dallas and Chicago. And it is not a subsidized airport. So, Manhattan and Wichita are the two airports that don't rely upon federal subsidies in order to sustain commercial service. So it was great to be at that market.
I guess I didn't realize that. And as far as the income and or how do you pay the bills to keep the doors open, fees and what how do you do that? If you don't have any subsidy from the government.
Well, the subsidy is for the air service, not necessarily for your operation.
Okay.
And so for us, you know, we do operate in the black. We are an enterprise fund and here in Wichita. So we rely upon all of our airport revenues, whether it's parking, the fees that we have, rates and charges with the airlines, our tenants. You know, we own and operate both Eisenhower National as well as Jabara Airports. We have over 4,000 acres of property that we oversee. We lease with a lot of different companies, not just, you know, the airline activity, but on aeronautical side as well as interior of our campus. So we've got a lot of different revenue that is brought in from different sources. But we definitely rely upon federal funding, too, though, for a lot of the grants for infrastructure stuff. So when you do infrastructure projects, whether it's a runway, taxiway, aprons, those things get rather expensive. So we do get assistance from the FAA.
So how many airports are under your supervision here in Wichita?
We have two airports in our system for the Wichita Airport Authority.
How many people do you employ?
We have somewhere between 140 and 150. So we're about to expand a little bit of our staff. We'll be seeing that in the coming months. We've got some new federal regulations that we have to adhere to, new federal programs to create. And, you know, it's always fun getting those unfunded mandates and have to respond with staffing. So we'll be seeing those come through in a few months.
Do you employ any part-timers?
We do have a few part-time folks that work in the terminal for us doing the information desk. And a lot of that, though, is run by volunteers.
And we don't want to pin you down too much, but on Eisenhower National Airport, do you know how many passengers approximately used the airport last year?
Yeah, we had over 900,000 people in plane. That's getting on board. So when you're talking about in-planements, deployments, that's a, kind of the language we use. You know, when you're looking at maybe transit, people call it ridership. But for us, in-planements, so in total, we had about 1.8 million people that came and gone from the airport last year in 24. That was a record year for us, too. We beat any pre-COVID numbers that we had.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how does that compare for the past then? That's the tops, huh?
That was the record year.
Wow.
So we're hoping that, you know, there's been some changes in our market for this year across the board, just in our industry. So if we can come out flat, we're actually going to be in great standing. So far, we're looking pretty good.
So setting that record, do you take all the credit for that or just?
Oh, absolutely. If I take all the blame, I take all the credit, right?
That's only fair.
That's right.
What's the most popular destination out of Eisenhower then?
Oh, that's a great question. You know what? I don't know that answer offhand.
I'd say Las Vegas. But there might be that one down in Florida too.
Well, you know, we have Las Vegas as an end destination. Just we have really good destinations across the board. You know, Phoenix is also a great market for us, and we get a lot of connectivity too. You know, with American Airlines having a really big hub there in Phoenix and – you know, we hub out so much out of Dallas and Chicago, and we got a lot of different flights that go into Florida. And so kind of seasonal, depends on where people are going. But one of the ones that we were most proud of getting and excited about is Washington, DCA, Reagan National. And so that flight, you know, is still looking pretty good for us. And, you know, American continues to adjust the schedule and see what's going to work best for us. But that's going to be something that we like to see keep taking up.
Is that more than one flight a day?
Or that's just one.
Okay. Which airlines use Eisenhower the most then?
American Airlines has the greatest market share right now. United is not far behind. But for folks that don't know, we have American, United, Delta, Southwest. Southwest, I think, is highly ranked too for us for the number of people that they and seats that they bring in.
Talk about the terminal for a little bit. I'm old enough to remember when it was built, although I don't know what year. Do you have any idea what year it was?
The terminal that we're currently using just turned 10 years old, actually, in June of this year.
Wow, so, really?
Yeah.
So tell us about what do travelers tell you about the terminal? Did they say this is crummy, we can't get around? What do they say?
No, they absolutely love it. You know, and I was fortunate enough when I worked for the state, and I was able to come down quite a bit and do tours with my predecessor, Victor White, and And I got to see the construction, I got to see design, and I got to see the whole, you know, thought process that went into the architecture design, which was to reflect what we do well as a community, which is build airplanes, right? And so when you walk through that terminal, you get to see a lot of design features that reflect aircraft manufacturing. And we have such great staff, especially our custodial staff there. They take such pride in keeping that terminal clean. Whether it's the terrazzo or the restrooms, we get positive feedback, you know, on how well that terminal looks. And so, you know, we always say in our industry that the airport is a front door to your community. We're definitely a conduit for a lot of, you know, business opportunities for people traveling, whether it's vacation or business. And a lot of times, you know, when it's the first time for people to come visit Wichita or Kansas, they walk into that terminal. That's their first experience.
Yeah.
And they see all the big windows. They see that the aircraft design features. And, you know, we want to make sure that in their mind, there's no doubt they have arrived at the air capital of the world. And our terminal reflects that.
We were talking about employees. And, of course, so many of the people working for you are behind the scenes, as you said, taking care of restrooms, mowing the grass. It's a huge chore out there. A lot of people that you never see them, never know they're there, but they do a great job, huh?
Oh, they do a fantastic job. And so, you know, it takes a village, right, to get this thing going. And there's so many great partnerships that we have, too, because we do a lot of that behind the scenes. We take care of the pavements, the painting, the markings on the signs. We take care of the grass. You know, even the way we cut grass is federally regulated, you know, inside the fence.
Really?
So, oh, absolutely, because there's only a certain, you know, type of height that you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you can't obstruct signs and lights. So there's all kinds of things that we take care of. And when we look at the terminal environment, you know, it's kind of like being the mall manager. We take care of the facility and the building, but our tenants take care of their storefronts.
Okay.
And the airlines take care of their customers and their operation. But it is really a partnership in order to make everything run. And so, yeah, we have such fantastic staff that's dedicated to the success of the airport, not just Airport Authority, but our tenants as well.
I confess to you that it's been a while since I've been in the terminal. Can you remind me, what kind of food and beverages are offered at Eisenhower?
So we have a partnership with, it's a license agreement with River City Brewery. And so they're the flagship restaurant that's inside the concourse. We also have some other retail concessions and some food options in the terminal. In the concourse, that's, you know, past the TSA checkpoint, you have Chick-fil-A and Dunkin'. It used to be Dunkin' Donuts. Now it's just Dunkin'.
Just Dunkin',
but,
okay.
But Dunkin' has a lot of different offerings, you know, as well. And what we're kind of proud of right now is on the public side, when you walk in the terminal, next to the Aviators Cafe, we have now a 24/7 market. So it's self-serve, self-checkout. And that really allowed us to expand our products, our offerings, in hours that we couldn't sustain staffing there.
Wow.
And so without having to man those operations, you know, we have a lot of staff that come in 3-4 in the morning, you know, whether it's airline or rental car staff, and they want some coffee too and some snacks. And then we have customers too. And every now and then we get a diversion or a flight delay and it's after hours and we want to set those things up. So we're trying to look to that in the future as well in the concourse.
And you're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations. Our guest is Wichita Director of Airports, Jesse Romo. What about historical displays? The last time I was in there, I saw some historical displays. Do you still have those?
We do. Up in the mezzanine level,
yeah.
We have great aviation history that was done by Gredeman Group. Looks fantastic still. And we actually added to the history by just dedicating a statue. It's a maquette. So it's a miniature version of the Eisenhower statue that's in the National Rotunda. We now have a miniature version inside the terminal. So, you know, it's a nice tribute to former President Eisenhower and our namesake of the airport.
Tell us about the TSA. I don't know how much they come under your jurisdiction, whether it's a federal agency, right?
That's a federal agency, so they're definitely not under our jurisdiction.
Do you know, though, maybe I should, do you have any idea what kinds of unusual items they find in the luggage out there? Or is that something you want to talk about?
I tell you what, they find all kinds of things. And we put up signage and we partner with them to help them put up signage and push messages out of, hey, folks, you know, remember your liquids and, you know, 3.5 ounces. But the other one is remember your firearms. You know, it's
amazing.
It's amazing how many times people forget. It's like, I forgot I had that in there. It's at the bottom of my bag. And, you know, or I was on a trip or a hunting trip or something that occurred. And as folks, just think about that before you go through security. Double check that bag for us. You know, make sure you don't have any weapons.
Are you old enough to remember when there wasn't a TSA?
I am.
They were a little more lenient about those kinds of things.
They were. But they do a fantastic job. And our TSA locally here has even won an award recently within the past year. And so we've got a banner up that dedicates that to them.
But are they hiring now? Do you know?
I won't speak to their hiring because I know that a lot of the federal agencies are pretty tight right now with their budgets. And so they've been doing some selective hiring for different positions.
You know, I had a friend who was, I think, was in his 50s. He got on out there when they first started and spent about the last 8 or 10 years of his working life working for TSA. And I think, as far as I can tell, he liked it. He thought it was a great job, and he enjoyed it. So if it might be somebody would think about. Now, as you know, our Kansas weather can be pretty eventful in the spring. Can you describe the sheltering facilities in the terminal?
Well, we do have some severe storm shelters that are available. So we've got some signage and there's some underground tunnels.
Is it the basement?
Yeah. It's kind of a basement, but it's also a kind of an underground tunnel that connects to the underground of the old terminal.
Okay.
So there's a portion of the old terminal that still exists underground, but we can accommodate quite a few folks if we ever had an extreme severe weather event. Luckily, so far this spring, all we've been having is a ton of rain.
A lot of rain. You bet. The airport also moves a lot of freight. What companies work at Eisenhower? Are there a lot of them? Is several of the big companies? Obviously, I bet UPS has something out there. Maybe not.
We do. We have UPS and FedEx, DHL. That's all there. And I can't speak to the volume that they have, but we knew they push a lot of air and land freight in and out of there quite a bit. And they do partnerships as well with the airlines. So, you know, the airlines have capacity from time to time to carry cargo. So there's some contracts with them that they handle.
Let's go on the other side of town. Who uses the Jabara Airport the most? Is it passengers or is it freight?
So Jabara is what we call a general aviation airport. We've got three categories of aviation that we look at. We got military, commercial airline, and then general aviation is everything else. So that includes, you know, private recreational. It includes business jets. It includes helicopter law enforcement, so if it's highway patrol. And so out there at Jabara Airport, Clements Aviation has been growing. That is our FBO provider. They handle a lot of business aircraft, business jet activity. And Wichita State Tech, WSU Tech, is there at the NCAT campus at Jabara Airport. And they do a lot of flight training that's been bringing over. So we're seeing a lot of growth and activity occur at Jabara. But that is our general aviation reliever airport.
Would you call it a first-class facility?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. But any other facilities under your jurisdiction other than the two airports?
Just the two.
And that's probably plenty.
Yeah, that's a lot right
there. Again, do you have anything to do with the traffic, the air traffic controllers?
So they're one of the partners, right, that we speak with because that's the FAA, so it's not under our jurisdiction, but they are based there at Eisenhower. We have an FAA-owned tower. It's kind of adjacent the parking garage, so it's near the terminal. And they've been doing fairly well. And I know air traffic controllers across the board, it's been hard to hire and get them in place, and we've had a shortage, and especially out in the New York area. We don't have as much of a crisis of staffing that they do out there, but I know that they've been looking for talent as well.
Yeah, that's just awfully, I would say, an awfully stressful job. I don't know. To me, it would be anyway. Of course, you would have a little less traffic in a place like Wichita than you would in like Newark or something like that, I guess.
Well, you know, you have different levels of air traffic control activities. So you have the tower activities, which controls everything on the airport. Then you have approach control. So they're lining up the aircraft from miles out for approaches in and out of an airport. Then you have centers, which are looking at huge regions. And so our Kansas City Center is out in the Kansas City, Olathe area. So, but our tower actually handles not just the local traffic for the airport, but they do a lot of regional, traffic in lining up the aircraft for departures and approaches. So they're actually pretty busy because we've got a lot of airports in our area and a lot of airspace to coordinate and a lot of folks to communicate with. So,
well, tell me about delays. Is that something that causes a lot of stress to your people? I would imagine passengers get a little upset. How do you handle that?
Well, when you look at air service as a whole, it's a very delicate ecosystem. And so there's so many different steps and things that need to line up perfectly for your flight to take off on time, have a smooth flight and get to your destination on time, land smooth, deplane. And everything, when it lines up, it seems so easy and it feels great. But things happen. Things are outside of everyone's control. Mother Nature.
A hurricane in Florida.
And it's like, wow, why is that storm out there impacting us here? Well, maybe your plane was coming from that destination or flying through that and had to divert around it. And so when things, disrupt the system, which can easily be done, there could be delays. So that's why we ask for people's patience and understanding and kind of plan in advance for that this, it's a possibility every time you travel.
I don't want to jinx anybody, but we had a pretty big tragedy crash here recently. But when you consider how many flights there are going at any time over this country, it's like in the thousands, right? And it's going all the time. It's amazing. We don't have more accidents to me because it's a pretty good safety record. Very good.
We have a great safety record. And, that was an unfortunate accident that occurred. But when you look at statistically overall as an industry, we are still a very safe way to travel.
Probably safer than the highway. What are the biggest challenges for Wichita airports right now?
Some of the biggest challenges are making sure that, as we want to develop and grow our markets, is to continue to coordinate and communicate with the community. Because, our growth is a reflection of the community's growth. So we want to make sure that we have the partnerships in place with business community. We want to know where they need to fly. We want to know where people want to fly. And so our efforts, line in with everybody else. But as we try to grow that, the biggest challenge is making sure that everybody continues to use the service. The only way to continue to grow service is to use the service we have. And so, there's a lot of factors that are outside of our control when it comes to people picking travel. And so that's always one of those challenges, making sure people are aware of all the options that are here at Wichita, continue to fly locally, stay here and support your local airport.
Any big plans? You're going to build a new terminal right away or anything like that?
We're not going to build a new terminal. What we're going to do, we're finishing up design right now to make some improvements to the terminal. We need to improve our efficiency so we don't have to just rely on building additional space. And so we're trying to set ourselves up for the next 10 years. And so we're going to do some work at the ticket checking counters. A lot of it is going to be behind-the-scenes stuff that sets us up from a technology perspective for common use equipment, for the gates, that way we manage things. And it just really helps us expand out the utilization without having to expand out the infrastructure. So that's something that we're pretty excited about to see come to fruition here soon.
What do you like best about your job?
The diversity of it. There are so many different things that occur on a day-to-day basis. And so when you're at the airport, it's just issues can come from just about any direction. And so it just keeps you on your toes, keeps everything fresh and moving. It's just a dynamic environment, so I love it.
When you were a youngster, probably in L.A., whenever you grew up, did you envision yourself as being the director of airports? What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
Well, my first two loves in life were airplanes and baseball. And so either I was going to be playing for the Dodgers or doing something with airplanes. And so I got my license when I was 18. I've had that for years, but I've always wanted to work in the aviation industry. So, this is really, it's a blessing. It's a dream come true to be able to have a role like this, especially in the air capital world.
Do you get to go out and fly very often?
I haven't been very active the last few years. Just, life happens and things have a way of time just flies by quickly.
You going to stick around for a while?
I intend to.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you. We're about out of time here, and I want to thank you for spending some time with us. The airport has been, as far as I'm concerned, really a spot that our city is proud of, especially the new terminal and a lot of great things going on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm out there and always like to drive by and the other part over there and see Doc. And that hangar, that's something else, too. Hey, thanks again for being with us. And maybe we can do this again another time here in the next couple of months.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Our guest is Wichita Director of Airports, Jesse Romo. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2025. We'll be back next week. And thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.